You, the viewer, have been invited to listen to the CGB Presents podcast. Sit back, get comfortable for some comedy yold.
Comedy yold.
That was the intro there by Greg Bishop.
I'm going to do your one this time.
No, my one's in between things. Oh. Remember? Like in the last one.
Which is your favourite game type?
Game type?
Yeah, like mode.
I know, yeah. Probably search.
Yeah, I find Search and Destroy really fun, but I found it really fun on Modern Warfare 2 because of the kill cams and, you know, I found it more fun on Xbox because the integration of video chat, of video talking to each other. Mm. That was really fun, the banter going with it. But on the PlayStation, there's much less of that. So probably one of my... Probably it's still my favourite, but second to it is probably Domination or Sabotage.
This always depends on what COD it is, though, because on COD 5, I love hardcore search. But on COD 6, I like core search. And then on COD 7, I like hardcore.
Yeah.
And it just changes whether or not, because on COD 6, the snipers were good.
Mm-hmm.
For, like, you know, quickscoping and stuff. That's why I used it on core search. Because you have more of a chance of surviving. If someone's shooting you on hardcore, all they have to do is get a bullet on you and you're screwed.
Mm.
But if you're on core, you can always take cover quite quickly.
Yeah.
Unless they're too close, in which case you're screwed.
I like the game types where, to me, it doesn't matter about kill defuration. I'm just running in there trying to get the objective every time. Picking up kills is a secondary thing that doesn't really matter to me, and deaths are completely irrelevant to me. That's why I like some game modes like Sabotage and Headquarters. But for Search and Destroy, I like to keep a steady kill-death ratio and work for the objective still, but do better, really.
Mm, yeah, that's why I like Search and Destroy.
Okay, so what's your favourite Call of Duty game?
God 5, I think. That's my favourite one out of all of them. And mainly, do you want to know why?
Yes.
Okay. Mainly because they had zombies, which was really good. But the problem is with zombies at the minute, I do like it still, but the maps they do aren't that, like, intuitive.
What would you do to change zombies to improve it?
I think with their maps, right, all the new maps they're bringing out, there's no big open areas. They all have small passageways.
Yeah, but I think they've done that so that they make it so it's hard for the player and it's more exciting.
Well, then increase the zombies' power or increase the number of zombies or, nerf the weapons if you have to. But just the fact that you could probably be in a field, right? What would be good would be a field with corn high. You have those... corn in fields, and it's like above your head height.
They used to make mazes,
but you could run through that in zombies. That would be pretty good in, like, some areas of the field, so if you're in it you couldn't see that much.
That'd be quite good. I just think it'd be pretty dull. It sounds like it'd be really, really easy.
Well, there'll be buildings as well,
see,
in the field, like, see, a farmhouse. You'd have... My zombie map would basically be a farm.
My zombie map would be a bit like the Monster Left Dead. It'd be in a city, and it'd be progressionally moving through the city. It'd be like...
But doesn't that defeat the point of zombies, though? Which is just to hold out and survive?
No.
Because that's making it more like
Left 4 Dead. It's in a circle.
Oh, yeah, but you said progressively going through the city.
Yeah. You're progressively going through a map, you're opening doors.
Oh, you mean like that? Oh, I thought you meant like Left 4 Dead, where you're trying to get to a point.
No, it's like the first map that you have on Left 4 Dead. Remember that one in the trial?
You mean the parish?
I don't know, I don't play it enough.
The parish wasn't in the city.
It was?
No, parish wasn't in the city.
What was it then?
It wasn't a city with high... Are you talking about a city with high-rise buildings and... tall buildings and stuff.
Yeah, but it's just like tall buildings, but those ones are small buildings.
Yeah, I guess.
But it's the exact same. But yeah, mine would basically be like a city like New York with like light streaking through buildings. And it'd basically be a bit like Crysis 2.
Oh, yeah. I would like a zombie map where there's time change. Where it goes from day to night.
That'd be pretty cool. That'd be pretty cool, yeah.
And then you have maybe lights on the end of your guns that you could switch on and off.
That would be really cool.
And maybe you could buy... That leaves it open to buy many more things, though. Like, you could buy night vision goggles or something. Mm. That you'd... On the D-pad you'd use to, like, up one. Because there is nothing that is used in zombies for the up D-pad, is there?
What monkey bombs are they?
Monkey bombs are to the side on the D-pad.
I don't know.
Yeah. And what I would add, like a main feature to zombies, which I think would be pretty cool, would be something called, I can't remember the name myself, I mean, that's why it's going to be terrible, but I'd call it the weapon splicer. Now, hear me out on this. What you do, it's like the pack-a-punch, but what you do is you press X on it, costs 10,000, I'd say.
10,000? Yeah. Wow.
And what it does, if you press X on it, it takes both your weapons in, and merges them into one weapon.
Oh.
So then you lose a weapon, right? But then the weapon you have remaining is like much more powerful.
Wow.
And it changes what it looks like as well, which would be good.
So basically, you'd be around 20 before you want to buy this thing, wouldn't you? You'd be far in.
Mm.
So what type of... So if I combine like an LMG and a shotgun, what would I get?
I don't know. It'd probably be just a doubled-barreled LMG.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That probably has the more power of a shotgun, but with the amount of bullets still.
So the weapon, both the guns be upgraded and merged?
No, they won't be upgraded and merged. They'll be merged and just slightly improved.
Okay.
So what they'll do is that they'll take the good things about both guns.
Yeah, yeah.
And add them together. So you'd have the ammo of an LMG and the power.
Wicked.
You know, the stopping power of a shotgun.
So in my last Zombies game that we were playing a few minutes ago, I had the... What's the name of the LMG I had? HK-21, is it?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, something like the HK-21 from Black Ops. And I had the ray gun. That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
That is, yeah. If you maybe... weapon splice them. So if you're hearing this,
so you can only actually
get onto it.
So you can only actually weapon slice one gun, couldn't you? Because you can't have three guns.
Yeah. But you can't pack a punch and splice.
So you can never pack a punch splice. No.
No, you can't have that.
That'd be ridiculous.
Because that would make so many different alternative weapons. For every weapon, it can be combined with every other single weapon.
Yeah.
So, but the only problem with that is, the only problem with weapon splicing is that...
it's very expensive.
Yeah, it's very expensive, and that means you also can't pack-a-punch your weapon until you get it.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you pack-a-punch, you can't do it.
What, so you can pack-a-punch, you can slice two pack-a-punch weapons?
No, you can't.
Okay.
Because that would just be a thing.
I don't think I'd splice. I don't think I would.
Really? Wouldn't you?
Unless it's two weapons like that are complete opposites, like a shotgun...
And an LMG. So, on my zombie map, it would basically be set on a farm. I mean, it would have as many buildings as, like, a usual zombie map would have. But it would be... You could do a rape train in a field and stuff. But, you know, you'd have to get, I don't know, ammo and stuff from inside. So, it does... And a bit of the field would be, like, have head-high corn, so it would be hard to see where anything's coming from, which would be good. And so
it still sounds a bit too easy for me.
Well, hold on. Let me tell you then. Let me prove you wrong. So as you spawn in my zombie map, you would be in a room. You'd just be in a room, but the first round wouldn't start until you left the room. So you can't really do anything there. There's probably like a weapon for 500, like there always is. Choose the button up, but as soon as the first person goes out the room, the round starts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as soon as everyone leaves the room.
Yeah.
And the room, to leave the room, you've got to like drop out the window. And the room you're in at the start is the room with the pack-a-punch. So you've got to actually get out the house, and then you've got to go through all the way through back the house to get to that same room to get the pack-a-punch. Or the weapon splice will be there, or something like that. And so it'll be... So you have to jump out to start. And then every five rounds, So every round that consists of the multiple of five, you would have a boss round.
Yeah.
But
like dogs.
No, not like dogs.
But no, but like
one zombie. It'll be one zombie.
But they occur as often as dogs.
Yes, but it'll be a different zombie every single time.
Yeah.
So on for the at round five, you could have two possibilities of a boss. So it's never the same which order you get the bosses in.
Mm-hmm.
So then at round 10, it'll be two different types of bosses. You'd never have the same boss.
Yeah.
Once.
Well, there's an infinite amount of bosses.
Infinite amount of bosses. Yeah, every five rounds there's a boss.
No, but you said you'd never have the same boss.
Yeah, you'd never have the same boss. You'd never have the
same... What if I get to round 500?
Well, then I've got to design a zombie with a different coloured hat.
With different eye colours.
Yeah, different. Just a different eye colour. But then when you get to round 100, it'll be something like a mega boss or something, which is a boss accompanied with five other random bosses that you've encountered.
I don't think anyone would ever get to
round. Yeah, I know. Which is why there won't be an infinite amount of bosses.
And would you tell people that there was this mega boss at round 100? Because I wouldn't. I'd just keep it secret and. Until someone found it, it'd be like a major Easter egg type thing.
Shh, it'll be our secret. Yeah. Don't tell anyone. And so, but the weapons on it as well, the weapons on the map wouldn't be the same as in any other card. There would be still guns and everything, but it'll be more related to rural. So,
like more shotguns.
More shotguns and maybe more pistols. And, you know, more melee weapons.
Like a broom.
No, I was thinking more of like an axe and a chainsaw.
All right.
Okay. But you can still splice them. They don't get rid of your knife. Mm-hmm. They actually count as a separate weapon and you can splice them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also thinking of like a... As a comical thing, this. But a weapon that was... You could only have one of it, but it was a one-shot kill on anything.
Like the weapon we talked about in the last episode.
Yes. But it didn't work on the mega boss. It would probably like hurt the mega boss, but it would kill any other boss in one shot. But then it's gone.
So you can only have one shot with it.
Yeah,
that's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, and
but that's not very good because I.
But if your weapon splice it,
Yeah, but you can pick it back up. £10,000.
You can pick it back up if your weapon splice it. I think. No, actually, no. I think, and the weapon I was thinking of this as a comical thing was a frisbee. Because that would just be pretty cool, just throwing a frisbee at the boss. And just seeing it, watch it fall over.
Mm.
And what I thought, I have this in my head at the minute, but what I thought with, if you spliced it with a shotgun, the frisbee, if you spliced the frisbee with a shotgun, just a normal dual powered, the shotgun would become a boomerang, which I thought would be pretty funny. You know, it goes back to you.
Yeah.
You can throw it. It would take off some damage, you know, but more.
Mm.
It'd be quite good. And then I also thought of, like monkey bombs and grenades and stuff.
Yeah.
I would have bear traps.
Mm-hmm.
So you could plant them, like claymores and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think they should make a wide open zombie map.
Maybe have bear traps where they don't actually kill them, but they like slow down a group of them. So you have like one plank of bear traps. You set down a plank of bear traps, and as a group of zombies walk over the plank of bear traps, they all slow down because we've got like, I don't know, like a bear trap around their leg.
Yeah, or yeah, that could work. Or it just makes them stop moving and they're stuck in the bear trap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the bear traps would be like, they won't be like Bouncing Betty's bear traps. They would just be like another weapon. So you probably get 10 of them.
Mm.
And when you get max time, and you can weapon splice them as well, which would be good.
Mm.
And yeah, so it would be pretty good. Would be pretty cool. I'd love a large zombie map instead of one in corridors.
I'm thinking that in my city zombie map, there's like the possibility. Do you know you can pack a punch your weapon?
Mm-hmm.
No, forget this. We'll clip this bit out. We'll clip this bit out. This is ridiculous. But
see, because I've actually thought I had actually created this earlier on. It's hard thinking it on the spot, isn't it?
I was gonna say that in my city one, you could have like you could have a taxi to take somewhere like. Pretty cool, wouldn't it?
It's probably just an Asian cab driver, and he doesn't know where you're saying, and he takes you to the wrong place. You'll pay money now. Money. Yeah, we are cutting this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a given. But yeah, I think my zombie map would be a good hit. It'll be like something different.
Yeah.
instead of all the samey zombie maps that they do. And I don't want to use teleporters, because I'll just be gay. Balls.
God.
Forgot to tell you, in my zombie map, we'll put this in early, don't worry. So, in the zombie map, there'll be a windmill. And you know, you can set traps. The trap would be the windmill. As they come through the door, they just get taken. But it would be really funny just to see them flying.
But wouldn't it only be like a few of them?
No, it would go faster.
Oh, okay.
And the windmill would take off into the air.
You see like little zombies flying into piles.
The chitty chitty bang bang music will start. They just fly off and wave goodbye to the zombies. No, that's bullshit. I'm joking. In actual fact, no, it would just be a trap. And also, on that windmill, you could slide down the side of the windmill to get out. As you're at the top, you could slide down the side of it to get to the bottom.
Yeah, I understand how sliding works. should we move on to the next topic now?
Yeah, let's.
Okay, so next I was planning on talking about PC versus console gaming.
Yeah, sure, why not? I'll tell you why not, because it's shit. Let's start again. Welcome back to the CGB podcast. Welcome back to the CGB Presents podcast. This is Cam and Greg.
Our next section is a quick Q&A fire round.
Basically how it works is I'm going to ask Greg a question, or vice versa, answer as quickly as you can, on the spot. It's basically like the first thing that pops into your head.
Yeah.
Like that. You know you have it at the shrink, and he goes, "Now I'm going to say a word, and I want you to say the word that comes straight into your head." Like that.
No, I don't
know. But we're not going to do it without the voices.
Okay.
Got that. So, do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Favourite drink?
Well, Cameron, let's go get you one.
What?
I'm just opening my fridge. Tell me what
you're
doing.
He's opening his fridge. He's getting two... Cokes out. And he's opening them.
Yes, that's right. My favourite drink is Diet Coke. Or Pepsi Max. I like both of them.
Yeah. Equally. Yeah, we're not branding one over each other. But buy both. They're on sale.
What's your favourite company?
First State Investments. Everyone, if you need sorting out with money, because I don't know what they do, go to First State Investments.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
You have to keep that in my dad. That's where it works. Got it.
I didn't guess.
Contacts or glasses? Which one do you like more?
This is not going to be a short fire question, I'm sorry. It depends. It depends. If it's for comfort, definitely glasses. If it's for out and about or something like that, school, it's contact lenses.
Okay, alright.
What's your favourite type of footwear? Not brand, but type.
Sandals. Because I usually wear them in hot climates and it's nice there. I don't know why that's related, but... what is... favourite day of the week?
Saturday. Because it's not Sunday. Sunday feels like, oh, I'm about to go back to school.
Yeah, I know
it kind of sucks. Like, the afternoon's really boring.
Mine's Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Yeah.
But Saturday's good as well.
Friday's not too good. It's good. Saturday is my favourite though.
Yeah. No, Friday, when we go on, we used to go on next.
What's your favourite makeup car?
Makeup car? Ferrari. There we go. I'm never going to get one, but they look good. I'm just saying. What is... favourite game?
What type of game?
Console game or, you know, just... Call of Juarez.
No, I hate to say it. Probably Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah.
Probably. I'm a bit bored of it right now, but yeah. What is your favourite sport?
Oh, God, I don't know. Oh, yeah, fine. I'll just say hockey then. At the minute, probably.
Yeah.
But it might be boxing or archery. I can't... same to you.
Probably golf at the moment, actually.
It's quite fun.
I'm enjoying it.
It's quite fun pissing about on the driving range.
We had a really good time doing that, didn't we?
Yeah, I nearly hit a light.
Yeah.
And I nearly hit myself once as well with the golf ball. Don't know how that happened, but...
Yep.
Oh, well.
What is favorite type of food? Oh,
probably pizza. Probably pizza. I'm really
wise choice. Wise choice.
Yeah, pizza's really good. What's your favorite dessert?
Dessert. I don't know. I'm thinking about. Oh God! Why is it so hard? It's.
Okay. So, what's your favorite ice cream?
So much for Roche quick fire.
What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Coffee.
Mine's Ben and Jerry's cookie dough thing. That's really
good choice. It's nice.
Yeah,
nice.
I didn't really like cookie dough.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I pick that out usually.
Yeah, but I just like the coffee because it's mainly coffee. I don't like coffee as such. I just like coffee and ice cream.
I said a C, a G, a B. I listened to the podcast.
So the next segment is a game where Cameron asks me a question about himself. For example, I ask Cameron, what's my birth date?
21st of April, 1865.
And of
Is
course,
that close?
He's correct, yeah.
Ah. Oh,
yeah, I'm over 100.
Yeah, I thought so. Well,
almost 200. No.
Yeah.
About 140.
Yeah. And so, let's begin. So, anyone can begin.
Okay.
I just want to let you know beforehand, most of my answers are going to be complete bollocks.
Yeah, same here. Cameron, how much RAM have I got on my computer?
Oh, for God's sake. Bloody hell. Can I just answer with a slap? Can I just answer with a... Oh, hold on. It's coming to me. 9.
Oh shit, I gave the wrong number on my hand.
You gave me the wrong
eight,
number.
8, sorry.
Oh, you can't even count on your fingers. Yeah. Okay,
sorry.
You actually heard this earlier today. When is my birthday?
Did they really?
Well, yeah, you did. It was in the car.
Oh, it was in the car, yeah. 10th of June?
Yeah, that's correct.
Is it that? Yes.
Yeah, correct.
I'm pretty sure it's... I knew it was June, just the date. I can't remember. I don't want to give away your actual birth date just for, you know...
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what is my birthday?
Oh, yeah, I remember. I already told you.
Shut up.
Oh, no, I know it's like really... It's like... Is it... September?
No.
Damn it.
No, never mind.
What's my dream job?
Games developer.
Yes, you heard that in the car as well.
Yeah. What's my favourite type of car? No, what's my favourite make of car?
Jaguar?
No. BMW.
Oh, okay. So I'm just finishing my drink. What is... Oh, God. It's hard, this, actually, because I don't want to give any too many personal details away.
Yeah, I know, yeah. But it's not this hard.
It is. Because I'm trying to think.
Oh my God.
This will be all cut out, don't worry. For them, it would just be from... It would just quick fire questions.
Okay, right, for example, where did I go on holiday?
I was going to ask that, but I just thought that's pretty obvious.
Well, why not remember it?
Okay, where did I go on holiday?
Las Vegas.
Exactly!
Yeah, well, those type of questions. What's the power wattage on my computer?
I'm not going to dignify that with a response.
You did.
And also, today is a special occasion, because I think not too long ago, Greg watched a movie.
Yeah, in celebration of GCSE Results Day,
I went to watch Planet of the Apes. No, is it The Rise of the Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, it's quite a weird title.
Yeah, it's a bit of a hard title.
Yeah.
I felt like a bit of a goon trying to say it to the ticket lady. But yeah, I managed to spit it out.
I just said Planet of the Apes when I went to it.
Yeah.
Which wasn't... She understood.
Now, first of all, I've got to get this out of the way. It was too long. For me, that was way too long. I managed to sit through it all, which is kind of unusual for me, for a film. But for me, it was too long. But that's what I just want to say. Getting that out of the way, it was a good film. It was a good film. Wasn't enough shooting for me. Did they forget that they had guns, or could they just none of them aim?
That's what I took last time, movies... If they actually had that aiming on games.
Seriously, they were awful at shooting.
No one can aim, can they? They were awful.
And remember the bit where the apes were pushing the school bus forward? Yeah. And they were just shooting in the school bus. Come on, what the hell? Everyone knows to throw a grenade round. Come on, that's a noob move, isn't it?
Before I went to see the movie, I said to myself, this movie is going to be bollocks. Because basically, I just thought... How are apes going to defeat humans? I can't get my head around that. But then, when it came to the movie, I'm trying to... spoiler alert, so, you know, be careful. So, it kind of did make sense when I found out that the apes weren't the ones that were going to kill all the humans. It was the virus, which I didn't know. Because I thought Planet of the Apes was... Apes took over, that was it. I didn't know a virus was involved. That sort of made more sense.
But it was a good movie. It was a solid movie.
It was very.
It had highs and it had lows. And it had comedy and it had had parts which could make you cry.
Then you cried?
No. But it had parts that could make people cry.
Yeah.
People, not as.
Could you imagine you blubbering in the cinema? just crying out.
No, definitely not.
Shouting at the screen. Why, God? Why? Oh, God.
but what it made me do is it made me search apes onto YouTube. The first thing that came up was just like apes like using teamwork to solve a puzzle.
They're going to rise up
but it was,
against us.
So I felt really sorry for the ape when it was getting bullied.
Really? It was like the new kid in school, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it was a bit further than that. I mean, it was only young. Anyway, I think this did go very well. This thing overall, did it?
What?
This bit didn't go very well.
This bit?
Yeah.
How do you mean in the movie?
Well, no, talking about it didn't really work, did it?
Why not?
Start it again. I'm going to start it again.
Why?
I don't know, it just didn't work very well. Like, we gave away too many things that they wouldn't know if they hadn't seen it.
That's why we say, spoiler alert. We'll just put in front, spoiler alert.
So out of 5 stars, what would you rate this film?
3.
I'd probably give it 4.
Really? You see, I thought there should have been more action in it.
Would you recommend it?
Would I recommend it?
Yeah.
Not when there are other movies out, like The Inbetweeners.
Well, most of our audience won't know that. But yeah.
Most of our audience. The Inbetweeners. yeah, it's not that good when there's like other better movies out. And if you think, by the way... Cowboys and Aliens, not a good movie. You don't want to see it. It is pretty rubbish.
Or it'll probably be a DVD by this comes out.
Yeah, probably. Until you hear it, probably a DVD. And it was just rubbish. It was meant to be an alien civilization that were very, really, really powerful and destroyed a whole other planet. And they lost to humans. And not only humans... Cowboys. The aliens lost to cowboys and Indians.
You're being racist. I find that very offensive.
I like what they do with the title though. Cowboys and Aliens. Oh, it sort of sounds like Indians, but it's not. Oh, I'm just tired of movies. Inbetweeners was good though. That was a good movie.
This is why I don't watch films. They're expensive and they're slow usually. They're long. They often don't have good plots. Quite a lot of the ones I've seen anyway.
Welcome back to Gingers Do the Funniest Things. Take it away, Greg.
Okay, so the next question that I want to ask you, Cameron, is...
Please don't be computers. Please don't be computers. Please don't be computers.
If you were forced to either become... deaf, as in not hear,
or go to prison for the rest of your life, which would you choose?
So either...
I've not been out here or going to prison for the rest of your life.
Well, what would you be able to hear in prison? There won't be many interesting conversations.
In prisons in the United Kingdom, you get televisions, telephone calls to the outside world, talks to inmates.
I'd rather not hear.
So would I. I'd agree. I mean, you've got much more fun of a life. You're free. Just can't hear. There's Braille. You know, it's modern day. There are ways to overcome such a thing. It's fine. It doesn't matter all that much.
Yeah, there's just subtitles. That's all you need.
Yeah. Well, subtitles to life.
So, you're working at Activision.
Mm-hmm. At the minute I am, yes.
Activision.
Glad you catch on.
And you're... so you're either in Fiend Horde or Trout. It doesn't really matter.
Mm-hmm.
You're assigned the task of making next year's... next year's Call of Duty. Next year's killstreaks. From the ground up. You're making 10 killstreaks from the ground up.
Funny thing is, I've actually designed the next COD.
Okay, well...
It's all on my computer.
So...
I don't do killstreaks, though.
So what 10 killstreaks would you use?
Going up from... What kills are there, though?
Any. You decide.
It's hard to say. It is. It's quite hard to say. My killstreaks would probably just be gimmicky, though. They'd probably just be... It won't be that good. They'll just be quite a bit more enjoyable. Funny. A bit less aggravating for everyone.
Yeah.
So maybe one of the killstreaks, somewhere higher up with zombies... Be pretty cool.
That'd be really easy to shoot, though.
No, not slow moving zombies. They kill you in one shot, like dogs do. They're effectively dogs, but look like zombies. Zombies. So they're dogs, but they look like zombies, basically.
They're slow moving.
No, they're not slow moving.
They run at the pace of dogs.
No, they don't run at the pace of dogs.
They're slow moving.
They probably run at the pace of you sprinting.
So they're faster than dogs.
No, dogs don't run at the pace of you sprinting, do they?
Yeah, you can run from dogs.
Can you? Yeah. Oh, no, they run just slightly slower than dogs.
Okay, fine.
Because dogs still do catch up with you, because everyone usually counts. And then I would have a... it's hard to say, because, you know...
It's a good question, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I heard one suggestion, which I thought was really funny. Well, it's not my own. Is a kill streak... where basically a radar plane goes over the enemy's quarters and use like a loudspeaker to shout whatever you want at them. So you know how the commentators in the Call of Duty say like, "We're losing Bravo!"
Or, "Suck it in, bitch!" Like the enemy team says.
Yeah.
When they place a claymore and they go, they say,
"Granada!"
Yeah, or... Yeah,
just mumble. You could choose to speak to... You could choose... This kill streak would like to speak to the whole enemy team.
That would be pretty good.
I know, you could...
I think that should be like one kill. No, not one kill, because everyone will be doing it then.
Oh, God, that'd be annoying.
I think...
Two or three.
I think three kills, yeah. That'd be like the recon.
Yeah, and it'd be like... You know, you could say, "We're losing Alpha! Get in there, lads!" Or, you know, you could say... Or you could have like a massive air horn, like screeching everyone's ear.
It'd be great if someone muted you. You know, like if you're having a...
that would work. Come on.
No. If you're like, you know, as you have like fights on online, mainly on Xbox.
Oh, someone muted
yes.
you. Oh,
someone's
yeah.
muted you because they...
So you could say like, so you say to the whole team, "This guy is beep."
Yeah, and you can just go, "Hold on, I'll just put your mum on." And you could do that.
It's
just
so
randomly.
It's
just
so
say their gamer tag. Which is probably something like XZ Sniper ZX3. It's probably their
Phase
gamer tag.
Optic.
You know, amazing. Toma. Something.
Virus X3.
Oh, someone actually had I saw a pretty good gamer tag actually. It was Tomahawk Ing. So it could be read as that, or Tomahawk King.
Tom Hawking.
Yeah, or Tomahawk King.
Yeah.
And it was pretty good, but yeah, that's off topic. So other killstreaks I would have. It's hard to say.
I'd quite like a drivable or movable Harrier strike. So I'd like a Harrier in which you're the jump jet pilot type of thing.
Yeah.
So you actually fly the bombs in.
Okay, you mean not for the Harrier itself, but the Harrier strike.
Yeah, the Harrier strike.
So like a precision airstrike, but with you.
Yeah, so you can curve it around or curve it around the map or do straight.
You can only go from one side to the other. You can't do a circle or something.
And another idea of mine related to the topic is with this Harrier strike, if you wanted, at the cost of one kill, so if you know what I mean, so not one kill, but one kill down. So say if you're on 6 kill streak, you go move down to a 5 kill streak effectively. The cost of one kill streak, you could be, with the Harrier airstrike, you could kamikaze into a building.
That would be pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but these ideas would work so much better if buildings were destructible. So
yeah.
we're gonna talk about if buildings were destructible, which I think would be better, wouldn't it? If
buildings were destructible, that'd be fantastic.
It would, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Can I think of one?
Yeah, it's hard to think. So we've got the zombies, we've got the recon
and
thing, the kamikazeing.
And drivable Harrier.
Yes. Not the Harrier itself, the precision airstrike.
Well, it is the Harrier itself, isn't it?
Yeah, no, but you don't actually fly around in the Harrier shooting. It's hard to say. Oh, I know. How about a hologram of yourself?
Ooh!
Just, you can place it somewhere.
So it looks like someone's camping in the corner.
No, it's like a sentry gun. It doesn't shoot people. It's not a person that just revolves going...
So it's a bit like a decoy. It tells you where people are when they fired it.
Yes, sort of like that. So it's basically just a hologram that just stands still.
And is it, and can you visibly, like, if you're pretty sharp, can you tell that it's not you? Can you tell it's not a player?
Yeah, and I think if it gets shot, it should explode slightly.
Ooh, that's
in a puff
good.
Of smoke? No, it should explode into a puff of smoke, making a smoke bomb.
I'm thinking, no, it should just explode like a predator, like that type of thing. Like, just like walks up, like, it's like an AI, but it's like a dumb AI. So,
yeah.
It's pretty obvious. If it does that,
it should be a bit further up. Like, 5 kills, I think that should be.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm thinking it should be pretty obvious that it's not a real person, because they're just walking without firing. And as soon as you shoot it, if you're close, it's going to explode. That's what I think it should be.
I think, yeah, because if people are moving fast around the map, it'll be good just to...
yeah, because if they're moving fast, if they're rushing, they're not going to be able to tell.
Yeah, yeah. And it would be good, like a decoy. It looks exactly like you, with the same gun. It just stands still. It looks like you're not playing. So a good place to put it would be at your spawn or something.
Well, in my eyes, it just randomly moves. You don't control it at all.
No, I don't think... I think it should stay still, because that would just be too... It'd piss me off, that. Because then it just looks too real. If it just stood still, then maybe people could, like, figure it out. Or it could crouch. Whatever position you're in at the time, when you use it, it stays in that position.
Teabagging position.
Yeah, but it can't stay teabagging. It can't stay moving. It just stays in that one position.
Well, it could be, like, with head up and, you know, crouch like that.
Yeah, that'll be fine. Why not? It'd be funny. See, that's why my things are comical. What we better is, for UAV, right? For UAV, on the plane, you'd have a banner behind it, and you could create a message. Like, in as you'd create your clan tag as such, you could create a message, what it would say. And it explodes in the banner. That would be pretty funny, though, wouldn't it?
That'd be a pretty big banner.
Yeah, obviously. No, it'd be like a clan tag. You can only say, like, maximum 10 letters or something.
That's enough letters for a lot of 10-year-olds to swear on.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's fine. That'd be good. It would just look like the all recon planes of Tourette's. So go on. How many kill streaks? We've got quite a few kill streaks. We've got the UAV staying, but with a banner.
I definitely think there should be map specific kill streaks. That'd be cool. Like, say, if you're playing on the map Zoo in Black Ops, attack dogs should be attack bears. Or say if you're
a
playing
swarm of bears.
Or say if you're playing on a Japanese map, the airstrike is kamikaze.
It doesn't actually follow where you go, you just go straight into you go straight into boats in the water around you. It doesn't even go for people.
Yeah.
Just goes for boats. That's all. But yeah, swarm of bears is a good idea. But hold on, how
can or if you're like on Nuketown, nuke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just think Nuke, everyone got pissed off with that.
Nah. There's not full map, it'd be fine full map.
You are listening to the CGB Presents podcast.
Podcast.
The hell. So we were playing the server earlier today with our friends.
Nah, it's a good story actually, let's keep this in. No matter what we say, we'll keep this in. Go!
Okay, so we were playing in a server earlier today with some dickheads.
Okay, go again. Go! Don't rat on them, just tell the story how it is. So don't take Mick out of them, because they are still, well, apart from Callum, they are still my friends.
This morning, we joined a server.
They were complete twats!
So, we're playing multiplayer Minecraft today on a server with our friends.
Yeah.
And it was just us two, because we were trying to get some recording done, which didn't work.
Yeah, and we're trying to basically survive and have fun.
Yeah, we just wanted to survive and have fun.
Yeah.
And,
working, it worked to start off with.
Yeah, we built a few houses or sheds.
I built a few noob towers.
Yeah, and we just went from place to place.
Yeah.
Travelling.
Yeah.
And then it got to... We got to the stage where it was about our fourth night or something. And we built this...
That's fourth night in the game, not playing straight.
Oh, yeah.
Because that would be...
yeah.
That would be a real achievement.
Yeah.
But,
our fourth night.
And you know, as you do, usually on fourth to fifth to third night, you start to get TNT.
Well, first of all, you built a nice large stone house by now.
Yeah.
And it's a big one as well. So ours was pretty big. It was a two-story complex with both stores having over three blocks high. And so we got pretty far, and by this time we were pretty bored. And what's the one thing you do once you're bored on Minecraft?
Give Mother Pluckers give Mother Plucker or give Greg Fish
T/ give 46 64. Yeah,
that makes the whole thing much more enjoyable.
Which, in case you didn't know, is TNT. It's a command to give TNT in the server. So, we both had 64, 46. We both had 64 TNT by now. And what did we do?
We basically blew up our house.
We
long story short.
Yeah, we like hid it all underground and like...
it was a very good explosion.
Had lots of caverns and there was only like one part which was above ground.
Yeah, the explosions in the new patch 1.8 are much better, aren't they?
Aren't they? I didn't notice.
Yeah.
Oh, is there a difference? I didn't know that.
Yeah, a big difference. It's really good.
Well, there you go then. That's why we used it then.
But then, disaster struck when the people who let us on that server realised we'd used TNT. And so they asked us very nicely to fill the hole in that we'd made.
This hole is about, I don't know, say 10,000 squares?
Yeah, I'd say about that.
10,000 squares. We couldn't use sandstone.
They didn't let us use sandstone. We're in the desert, by the way, and they didn't let us use sandstone to put in. They made us use sand, so we couldn't apparently cheat.
So we couldn't, like, fill it over. We had to fill every single square
up. Is this what Minecraft has turned into?
Yeah, you know. Once you know, dig up a tree, you have to replace it. What a load of rubbish. Come on.
Or if a creeper blows up like a bit of ground outside your house,
you have to replace it block by block. So if there was like if it was all dirt, you have to replace it with all dirt. I mean, come on, people.
I know.
It's ridiculous.
Why can't you just have fun and blow shit up? That's the good thing about Minecraft, blowing stuff up.
I didn't know you could blow the toilets up in Minecraft.
Yeah, oh, it's a pity though. So now we are going on single player because we've been banned.
Yes, our mean friends have vandals.
Yeah. So basically, what happened was they...
What happened?
They told us either fill it up or we're going to ban you for the whole hole up.
So what we did, as they were like get spawning in the stuff to give us, we placed TNT around them and blew them up. And immediately after that, we got banned.
Yeah, it was so worth it, wasn't it?
It was worth it. Just
there wasn't anything more fun than doing that.
Yeah, it was the best.
And they can just... I bet they're filling up now as we speak.
I bet they reset the server, actually.
Okay, it'd be more interesting if they're filling up, but okay, that's fine. If you think they're doing
that. No, I think they have, because it was... yeah.
I know, but I was just like trying to make it more interesting for the listener.
Oh, well, I speak the truth.
When whales attack...
You speak, do your black man's voice, just say like, hello.
Hello, is this Michael?
Wrong number, this ain't Michael.
Oh, are you sure it's not Michael? Michael gave me this number earlier today.
No, Michael's giving you the wrong number.
So are we attacking the whales or are they just jumping out the water? So what's happening here? I don't seem to get it.
You said can't know that, so you made me laugh.
I can't hear. Speak a bit more clearer, man. I can't hear you. The whales got to you. Have the whales... I'll see you, man. See you, whales.
He said,
catch you later. I think he likes us calling him now. I think he's accepted it. He's accepted the fact that he now is going to be rang by us. So, oh, this is good, though, because we now actually have a use for our intro, you know. When whales attack. That, so we can use that in this one now when we come to edit.
When whales attack.
You know, we've already done the intro.
Yeah, I know. Well, I can't believe you've listened right to the end of all that nonsense, but you have, so I'm pretty sure you'll love youtube.com/Greg and Scott, which is the home of Cameron and I. I'd appreciate you subscribing and maybe watching a few videos. And also, remember to mail in any ideas you have for us in the next podcast. Okay, thanks for that, guys.
And goodbye. And by the way, we are going to add more videos to Greg and Scott. And it's called Greg and Scott, even though I'm in it. Long story, maybe some other podcast. Bye, balls, the usual, yeah.